where Fairfield comes for news and talk. The Lisa Wexler Show, now on Southern Connecticut's news and information leader, WICC 600.
Let's go surfing now, everybody's learning how. Come on a safari with me.
I've got the Beach Boys on my brain ever since the concert on Sunday night. But honestly, we can taste spring in the air. We can see a blue sky. The songbirds are just starting to peep. And what do we like to do here in Connecticut, particularly in our suburban towns? We like to head for the beach. So in the middle of this, we've got to pay attention to what our legislators up in Hartford are doing, because there is a brand new bill coming out of transportation that seems to have the support of Will Haskell, who's not running, but he is an influential chair of the Senate Transportation Committee. This is coming out of the House. And it's a new bill. It's being proposed by Roland Lamar of New Haven. And it's a bill that will essentially, from Hartford, tell local municipalities, towns, and cities that they cannot charge a discount for town residents who live in these coastal towns to use their own beaches. And this is under the guise of creating more equity and diversity, I believe, is one of the other words being used, in terms of allowing access to people that can go to the beach. So Roland Lamar is in favor of this in the House. It had a hearing yesterday. I wasn't able to attend myself. But joining us now is Brian Farnan, who was an elected state rep from Fairfield. He lost to Jennifer Leeper. He is now running for re-election as a Republican. And Fairfield, obviously one of the towns that would be most impacted by this, but so would Westport, so would Greenwich, so would, I mean, you just name all the towns, Madison, Darien, you just keep going all the way up, up, up. And apparently there were 27 people who spoke against this bill yesterday. Only one spoke in favor. Question is, does anybody change anybody's minds again? So Brian Farnan has created a petition. He wants that petition to be something that legislators take notice of. He joins us now. Brian Farnan, welcome back to the Lisa Wexler Show. Good morning today.
Good morning, Lisa. Thank you so much for having me.
Sure. So first of all, Brian, can you tell us, what does your petition actually say?
Sure. And we've had about 2,800 people that already signed it. And it basically states that, the local coastal towns are in the best position to manage their beaches and the parking and the traffic around those beaches. And basically, we don't need a statewide top-down approach telling us what to do. And the other thing is, like, we should be able to have a resident permit, payment for, say you want to come to the beach in Fairfield, for example. If you're a resident and you're paying property taxes and those property taxes are being used to maintain those beaches and the parking around them, it should be okay to charge, say, $50 for a season's pass and then maybe $250 for a non-resident pass. And mm-hmm. We're just really struggling with this bill, because at the end of the day, everyone is welcomed at all the beaches in Connecticut. In fact, everyone is allowed to use the facilities in Fairfield for free, the beaches and the facilities. But we're just saying in our peak months, if you're going to use the parking, we're going to have differentiated parking.
Right.
Pricing.
Right. In other words, well, I think, and I said this earlier, there are people that will Uber or get a ride down to the beach and just hang out with their towel all day long and have a great time at any of these beaches. None of these access fees are designed to literally keep residents out. They're just designed to keep the parking. The parking itself is what is being charged for. But anybody can walk on any one of these beaches at any time.
Correct.
Yeah.
And there's actually a Supreme Court case from about 20 years ago making that crystal clear, which is a opinion that I fully support, and I think most people would support too. We welcome people to the beaches in Fairfield. We want that. We encourage that. But at the end of the day, equity is a two-way street. And if you're not paying the taxes to maintain those beaches, it's only right to ask non-residents to pay a little bit more. And this isn't just a beach issue either. If you have a park in your town, there's a Lake Mohegan in Fairfield, for example, all this bill would apply to all those facilities. So.
Wow. Actually, we have a comment from a listener. I don't know if you can address this, Brian. Strange that Lamar wants the same rate for non-residents to attend town beaches, yet the state beaches charge a different rate to non-residents. Sounds like a double standard.
Well, I mean, this is if our state was better run, we could see why, you know, the towns might want to listen to them more. But our state isn't, and you know, I think they should be focused on cleaning up some of the messes in Hartford as opposed to kind of meddling in the affairs of, you know, the towns in Connecticut are actually doing a good job.
Did you attend the hearing yesterday on this bill?
I had an opportunity to speak on it. I think from Roland Lamar's perspective, I mean, he has concerns with some of the fees in some of the towns, and this is his way to kind of address the issue. But it's a very top-down heavy approach. You know, not everything needs to be fixed through legislation when it's already clear that, you know, beach access is available to all people in Connecticut.
So I had heard from one of my listeners that, and again, this is hearsay, so this is what I would like to know if you happen to hear this, that that race was brought up in the conversation. Is that true? I mean, did you happen to hear that?
It was, and I was asked by Senator Haskell about issues of diversity at Fairfield beaches versus the state beaches. And quite frankly, I'm proud of the fact that if you go down to Fairfield's beaches at any time during the summer, you're going to see a very diverse crowd. So what they were saying as issues of diversity on the beaches, I don't see that because when I'm down at the beaches, I do see a fair amount of diversity in Fairfield, and that's what makes our town great.
So you don't think that this approach is needed to address racial inclusion, exclusion? Is that what you're saying, Brian Farnan?
I don't, because at the end of the day, the beaches in Fairfield and the facilities in Fairfield are open to the entire public, whether you're from Westport or Bridgeport, all are welcome. This bill is basically saying, well, if you want to charge different rates to residents to non-residents, you can no longer do that, which makes no sense because the property taxpayers in the towns are the ones maintaining those beaches. And the bill saying that, you know, you can no longer have things like, restricted permit parking and things like that. But and that gets to a traffic and pedestrian safety issue.
It does.
So whatever well-intended things they're trying to achieve, they're not. And all they're doing is causing traffic and safety issues and impacting the taxpayers in the towns. It's a typical well-intended, ill-devised plan coming out of Hartford. You know, we've seen it with the beaches. You know, we've seen it with local control of education. Now the leader of the Democratic State Senate, you know, he's got a new statewide property tax. It's just more of the same.
We're chatting with Brian Farnan, who actually is running to regain his seat in Fairfield. He's running as a Republican. There's an important forum, I think, for people who generally are caring about local zoning and land use issues. It's tomorrow night, March 9th, from 7 to 8 p.m. The people who will be speaking are State Senator Tony Wong of the 28th, Catherine Braun, who is a land use attorney and a Fairfield TPZ commissioner, Jeff Gordon of Woodstock, Connecticut, a beautiful part of the state, who is the TPZ chairman up there, and moderated by Alexis Harrison, who's been on our show quite frequently. She is also a commissioner of the Fairfield TPZ. Apparently, this is a forum that will address what the advocates for state control are proposing this year in the legislature. And you can find out about the bills and what's at stake and how to testify by attending this. You can go on CT169strong.org, and get the link and attend. Now, that's one side of it. Obviously, the other side is that there are people who think that the suburban towns haven't done a good enough job. They've had an opportunity to, and they haven't done a good enough job at addressing some of the racial inequity issues that have persisted in the state. And so they want this top-down approach. Brian Farnan, what's your take on this?
You know, I look at you know, things like the Fair Share Plan and these other things that are coming out of Hartford as it relates to zoning, and that remove zoning rights from towns. And it's unfortunate. I think at the end of the day, towns best know how to manage. Urbanizing our, you know, suburban areas isn't going to make our cities better. I think if we want to address, you know, and improve our cities, we should look at what we can do to increase, you know, things like job, improve the education systems in urban centers. I think that should be our number one focus. You know, we've got amazing secondary cities like secondary cities like New Haven and Norwalk and Stamford. When I say secondary cities, I mean, you know, compared to like a New York or Boston. And then you could look at very successful secondary cities and turnarounds that have occurred in, you know, places like Cleveland, other places. And I think that should be our focus, to kind of, you know, make those places where millennials and young people and seniors want to retire. I think that's the way we want to. I think we need to really look to how do we revitalize our urban centers versus trying to, have this, you know, top down statewide approach of like, okay, now we're just going to create denser suburban areas. I think it's wrong, and I think it's going to have not a positive policy effect and not address the issues they're trying to address.
What is your assessment, having attended the hearing yesterday? We're chatting with Brian Farnham. What is your assessment of the way this vote is going to go on the beach parking issue?
The main reason why we actually even did the petition is we wanted to put pressure on those elected officials to make sure that they either A, speak out, or B, this never gets to the floor of the House and Senate in Hartford. And that's why, you know, we're on today. You know, it's on the petition's on change.org. It's called Small Beach Bill Has Big Implications for Fairfield. We're doing these things to put the pressure on them so that they don't bring these things to the full chamber. And we think it's working. We've got almost 3,000 people that signed on. It's an election year, so I don't think they want to do anything that's going to hurt their chances of getting reelected. So we're trying to make sure that they understand that we're watching, and this is wrong and not acceptable. And they'll pay on election day if they try to do things like this.
Brian Farnan, thank you very much for joining us on the show. Much appreciated. Be well.
Thank you so much, Lisa.
Thank you. We'll be right back with more of the Lisa Wexler Show here on WICC. Stay tuned.